Why friends? I don't know why I said it like that, but hey, I said it. Is that important? I don't know. Theoretically, when I post this, it will be my cake day, but currently it's about an hour and a half shy. And I thought, you know, what better to do on your cake day than get drunk and have fun? But I thought before I have fun, it might be fun to do the talkie part, because I can never seem to do the two at the same time. No, it doesn't. I don't think that particularly makes sense. Also, sorry about the weird little bump. I rest my foot on my PC case, and occasionally it makes noises at me, because it has liquor slightly. The reasons are not important. Anyways, I have a little glass of whiskey and the BDSM test in front of me, and I thought it would be fun to take it with you here today. So, I am a female, 23 now, so I get to do that one. bisexual / pansexual. Though, fun fact, that took me way too long to figure out. I feel like I've talked about that before, but it took me a while. Give me all the questions. Let's make this entertaining. And you know what? Fuck it. All the questions. I like to be dominated, especially in the bedroom. Yes. Absolutely. I like receiving pain during sex, BDSM, and seeing the results of it. Marks, bruises, makeup running by tears, etc. afterwards. Yes. Sorry. I've been holding it, so I wanted to drink it. I don't know. I can't hold something and not drink it. what am I even talking about? If I could make money from selling porn clips of myself, I definitely would. Probably, yeah. The moment, that's... it's problematic for... a couple reasons, but not the point. I mean, I guess kind of in a way. I spaced out there. Sorry, brain reboot. I don't have any sort of specific fetish or non-standard sexual turn on. No. I mean, I know of a lot of people who are into BDSM, but I still don't think that means that it's normal. I mean, it's not, you know what I mean. If I could not fulfill all my partner's sexual desire, I would encourage them to see other people to fill the gaps. Yeah. I was like, they're all green except for this one. Why is this one not? And then I remembered, oh yeah, that one's the one asking if you like to be normal. I want my partner to serve me and address me as a superior. Not really. Like, I'm somewhat of a switch, but like... mostly with girls. And that hasn't come up all that much in my life, so I haven't explored all that much. And quite frankly, my sexuality still kind of confuses me. So, what better way to figure it out? I could be sexually submissive now and sexually dominant another time. Middle of the road, that one. I'm willing to try anything once, even if I don't think I will like it. Yeah. I enjoy feeling like a prey hunted by a predator. Is that the correct syntax? Why am I questioning their syntax right now? You do not have room to speak. Yeah. Oh my god. Every time I have read that question, my mind just goes back to this one fanfic I read when I was like 16. TBH, I might have read it more than once, which is why I remember it so clearly. But that's not the point. Well, isn't it kind of the point, though? I would like to have sex with multiple people at the same time. I mean, I would not like that. I get distracted easily, and I'm just worried that I wouldn't be able to, like, please everyone. Which is, I acknowledge a weird thing to be worried about when it comes to group sex, but maybe not. I don't know. Anyways, the idea of being tortured sexually is appealing. Yeah. I will naturally take on a nurturing and guiding, almost parental role in a relationship. No. Like, don't get me wrong, I care about my partners, but not that way. I feel the need to serve my partner and treat them with the highest respect. Yeah, sometimes to a fault. Like, ugh. I'm not gonna lie, the reason my first two relationships fell apart is the exact same reason, so. AKA, they liked me, and I just thought that was a good enough reason, and I just wanted to make them happy, and to the point that it hurt me, and then I was like, ah. So, don't go to extremes, is what I have learned. Ah, water break. I recently got a gigantic water bottle. It's like, I don't even know. It doesn't have measurements on it, but it's so big. My last water bottle was 2 liters, and this one looks gigantic compared to it, so I don't know. Anyways, I like to dominate my partners, especially in the bedroom. No. Oh, baby burp. I like inflicting pain. No. I'm not even gonna finish the question because I could just already tell you the answer is no. I feel bad even if I accidentally hurt someone. Well, I mean, I feel like everybody feels bad if they accidentally hurt someone. But you know what I meant. I hope people feel bad when they accidentally hurt someone. That doesn't seem like it should be controversial. Okay, what am I going on about right now? I like to be sexually degraded and humiliated by my partner sometimes. Yeah. I enjoy playing a different age than what I technically am. Yeah, to an extent. Like, I mean, not into, like, diapers. But it's fun to, you know, be little sometimes. I like to be completely in charge in the bedroom and order my partners around. No. I don't know why I went into a weird voice for that one, but, you know, why not? I like my partners to be completely in charge in the bedroom, ordering me around. Yeah. I enjoy being young, you know, that one's the P one. Not for me one. I enjoy being verbally degraded or called humiliating names. Yeah. Yeah. There's no reason why sex... Oh, this is just, like, one of those statements that you have to, like... Okay. These ones weren't questions, so it threw me off for a second. There is no reason why sex would have to happen in a private space as isolated from the outside world. I agree with that to an extent. I'm not, like, a huge fan of... Okay. So, like... I'm gonna try and coherently explain this while getting drunker, but basically there's a fine line between the thrill of getting caught and actually there are people around. So you know, like, yeah. There are definitely circumstances in the outside world where I would have sex and, like, quote-unquote public settings, but, you know, I'm not gonna go, like, to the baseball park and have sex in the stands. That's not for me. It's a little too public. I don't know why I went to baseball park of all the things. I was just trying to think of, like, what is a thing people go to the public for? Is it obvious I don't go outside much? I often behave in animalistic ways during sex. No? In an ideal relationship, I should have no hard limits. My life should belong to my partner. I'm doing weird voices again. And they should decide what is good for me. I mean... in an ideal relationship. Yes. Ooh, goody, it's starting to smell more like smoke. Hooray for California. Gotta love it. I mean, I'm grateful that I'm not in trouble. It just smells bad. And it's not great for my lungs. Or my asthma. Not the point right now. Okay. I like to sexually degrade and or humiliate my partner sometimes. Unless you count teasing. No. No. I was trying to think of, like, somebody said the things I've said to my partners back at me, if I would consider that degrading, and I'm like, no. But then again... I'm into that, so am I a good judge? I would like it when my partner is completely tied up during BDSM slash sex. Not really. Well, yeah, no. Not really for me. Being treated with little to no respect during sex slash BDSM arouses me. yeah. I immediately clicked yes, which is why I laughed, but yeah. Yeah. I enjoy being kept as a pet. Not necessarily. I'm not, like, against it, but, like, it's not... like I said, I'm in an ideal relationship. I should have known. Anyways, I find the romantic aspect in a relationship more important than the sexual or kinky aspects. I think they're both important. Oh, my phone lit up and I looked over to make sure it wasn't important and it was just telling me to go to bed, but ha! That's not happening. Anyways, I enjoy people seeing me being naked. Even or especially when they didn't intend to do so. Nah. Like, don't get me wrong. I like performing. I mean, I'm here, aren't I? But, I mean, I prefer people seeing me being consenting adults. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I live in an area with, like, a good amount of kids that it's always, like, I'm terrified of children being near me when sexy times are happening. I don't want to be responsible for scarring a child. Being a part of a group of slaves that serves one master slash mistress sounds like a life that would really suit me. I like attention too much. Like, I'm not against, like, a poly situation. I just... It has to have a certain dynamic. I like attention. If I don't feel like I'm getting enough attention, I will be unhappy. So, that's just where I'm at. Talking back to one's dominant in a teasingly disobeying way should be part of the sub's fun. Yeah. I'd like to submit to my partner 24/7 and see serving them as my life purpose. Yeah. My nose itches. My whiskey's gone. I originally poured 2 shots, and then I looked at it and was like, oh god, that's way more than I've been drinking. Because I actually had a shot glass this time, so I measured them out. And the last few times I've drank vodka, I only drank like a shot. So, I ended up making it more like a shot and a half. And now, I'm already pretty dang tipsy, even that's what I finished that and then. So that's fun. It probably also has to do with the marijuana. Why did I call it marijuana? I'd normally call it weed, but apparently I'm a cop. Being in fear of what my partner is going to do to me physically is arousing. Yeah, to an extent. Like, there's definitely a level of fear I don't want to be in, but fear can be fun. I enjoy dressing or behaving like a child or engaging in child-appropriate activities, such as coloring in a coloring book. Okay, well, just because they use that as one of the examples, I have to say it. Yo, I got some cool markers. I got some Batman coloring books. Honestly, though, it's a really fun pastime. Like, I recommend alcohol markers because they produce a smoother color. I got the cheap ones, not like the fucking, oh god, what's the nice brand called? Copic. That's the nice one. I mean, there's a few nice brands, but that's the one that most people know of. Anyways, I'm getting really off topic. So, I like to be totally helpless and at my partner's disposal, physically unable to resist what they do. Yeah. 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 I enjoy feeling like a predator hunting its prey. No. Physically restricting my partner during sex / BDSM is arousing. No. I mean, like I said, it depends on the situation, because, like, itty bit of a switch. But, once again, my brain has a weird, like, divide. I like very different girls than I like guys. So, like, I prefer submissive girls, and I like dominant guys. So, yeah. That being said, still not my favorite. It's no big deal when things I try turn out bad for me. Yeah. I mean, it might suck in the moment, but that's what safe words are for. I have plenty of sexual fantasies that I would like to try out more than most of my kinky peers. I don't know if I would necessarily say that's true. You know what? I want more drink. I want to be drunker. Let's get some vodka, because I don't want to go all the way in the other room to get the whiskey. That's like a shot. My beautiful plastic bottle of cheap-ass vodka. Only the best for me in my cake day. That's originally why I got the whiskey, because I was like, oh, let's be fancy today, but now I'm just resorting to the cheap vodka. To be fair, it's like my favorite. I'm easy to please. Assuming I was single, I would like to join an existing couple's or polygroup's relationship for sexual and or emotional purposes. I'd be open to that. Assuming I was single. The idea of torturing someone sexually is appealing. Gonna leave it there. I like to sip my vodka because I'm weird. Like I said, it's a very cheap vodka and yet so tasty with its weird slight aftertaste of whiskey. I enjoy verbally degrading my partner or calling them humiliating names during sex/BDSM. Ah, no. I feel bad. I can't bring myself to usually be mean to people. I feel too bad. Anyways. I believe that there is a natural order of thing which dictates that men are the dominant. Nah, I believe that women can dominate the shit out of me, and there are definitely some women that I am like, please, fuck me up. But... you know, I definitely prefer dominant men than dominant women. Like, in a general sense. But that's also... I'm sorry, ladies. But I do have a slight preference for men. I know, it's heartbreaking, but... I don't get to choose how gay I am. I enjoy and take pride in being a good domestic servant. No. I'm disabled. So, some days I'm lucky if I actually manage to do all of my own chores. I have a large thing for age gaps. I have a thing for large age differences and sexual encounters or relationships. I mean, I won't deny. Older people can be attractive. That being said, I also like people my own age, so it's not like, you know, a must. Though, you know, that being said, like, I am currently with an older person. Anyways. Being physically restricted during sex/BDSM is arousing. Yeah. Have I ever mentioned... I don't know know if I've ever mentioned the times that I experimented with BDS, I mean, like, bondage on myself as a wee lass. So I used to be really into crocheting. I still have all of the gub because, fun fact, once you stop being into something, you're still left with all of the unfinished craft projects. I have that in spades. So if anybody wants some yarn or some fabric, let me know, because I got a lot of different shit. Not the point. But anyways, so obviously as a, like, 17 to 18 year old, I wasn't either financially capable or, like, able to go get, like, bondage gear, because, first of all, the town I live in has, one sex shop, which, fun fact, only got here because, oh god, town council thought that it was a spice market. Oh my god, and it still gets me. My town is so repressed. It's full of wasps. I live in the wasp hive. Anyways. Oh god, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, couldn't get bondage stuff, so I had a lot of yarn. So I started practicing, like different bondage knots and stuff on myself. Who needs dating when you can just go tie yourself up at home? Anyways. Now I have real bondage gear. In fact, I just got one that, like, it's one of the, like, under the bed ones, so it can go into the corner. Actually, can go in a few different configurations if I remember correctly. Anyways, not the point. Oh, yeah, that one's a no. It's if I enjoy keeping my partner as a pet, which not, no. I enjoy watching people being naked or having sex. Not really. Even, or especially, when they're unaware that I'm watching. I'm gonna say not really, because I'm... Fun fact, I'm not even that into porn. Like, nothing against those of you who are, like, traditional porn, at least. I really love audio porn. We don't need to talk about that right now, though. Anyways. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I don't know. Watching two people being naked and fucking doesn't do a whole lot for me. Like, good for them, I guess. But it's... I don't know. I enjoy playing or acting like a pet animal. Nah. Like, don't get me wrong, I like being collared, but that's about the extent. Maybe a leash. Treating my partner with little or no respect during BDSM arouses me. No. I like to respect my partners. I like my partners to submit to me 24/7, and I'm willing to take the responsibility that comes with it. No. I'm sorry. I'm apologizing to nobody, but no. I enjoy it when people watch me being naked or having sex. I mean, hi, I do. I do post pictures of myself on the internet, so yeah, I do kind of enjoy that one. I could not always be dominant or always submissive. I need both. Nah. Nah. I could be happy just being submissive. I would like to be nothing but a 24/7 sex slave. Not having... I need... I need downtime. I need Animal Crossing. Oh, God, that game has consumed my life. I love seeing the fear in my partner's eyes when they know I'm going to inflict pain on them. No. I would leave everything I have behind to live the BDSM life of my dreams. No, not everything. I like my computer. That's probably not what they mean, but that's how I choose to interpret it. I like my bed. I have a nice bed. The vodka is working. Anyways, if part of my sexual desire are not fulfilled with my partner, I would want to see other people to fill the gaps. It depends on, like, the situation, but that is, like, part of the reason I broke up with my ex. Which was funny, because then, like, I hooked up with my ex later, and he started choking me, and I was like, what? I thought you weren't into this, but okay. good times. Anyway. I find it adorable when my partner acts or dresses childlike, like, when they... I mean... If it cute, it cute. I would like to be completely tied up during sex/BDSM. Yeah. 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 I enjoy using my partners as urinals. No, no, I can't. I cannot say that I do. I like being forced into submission much more than submitting spontaneously. guilty. I like forcing my partner into submission. Nah. Living with a group of slaves owned by me and serving me would be my ultimate life goal. I don't know why I did that voice, but no. I enjoy watching people being naked or having sex. I already talked about that one, so... I might have gone into that a little ahead of time. I mean, I don't not like it. Like, I like naked people, but that just... I like them in the context of me having sex with them. I am genuinely, is what I wanted to say, but it says generally. I promise I can read. I am, generally speaking, a very sexual person. I mean, I like sex. I would like to serve in a formal setting with with explicit slave training, prescribed physical routine or physical positions and rituals, etc. That's not, like, I'd try anything once. I like it when my partner takes on a nurturing, guiding, and almost parental role in the relationship. Yes, daddy. if I felt a project, this is the questions that are just about your website. No. I'm just gonna ignore them because I don't want to put in my email because I already did that. Okay. Oh no, my brat went up. before Rope Bunny was at the top, but now Brat's at the top. So 100% Brat, 100% Rope Bunny, 99% submissive, 95% masochist, 91% boy/girl, 90% degradee, 79% slave, 75% aid player, 64% pet, 63% non-monogamous, 58% experimentalist, and 54% primal prey. And then it just goes down. What's the one that I have the least of? Primal hunter. I don't know why I rolled that R. I have my old results here somewhere. I wanna. But my TV changes everything I see. And if I continue watching such stage that way, me, can we fast forward? Yeah, so last time I got... Oh no, I was wrong. Slave was at the top last time. Slave went down so far this time. Oh, poor Slave. Oh, that's the other one. Oh, Brat was 97% last time. And yeah, everything else has not moved a whole heck of a lot. Woohoo. Actually, Voyeur went down a lot. I don't know why it was so high in the original one. Because, like, it's not really my jam, but thank you for playing. Oh, I just have an itty bitty bit of vodka. Vodka. I still can't post this for an hour, but I hope you enjoyed getting drunk. I mean, getting me drunk. Does that work? Because I'm assuming nobody else got drunk during this audio. but if you did, we got drunk together. what was I gonna say? Yeah. I hope you have a good night. Or day. Whatever time you listen to this audio. It exists at all times. That's the fun thing about audios. They just always exist. You could come back to this, like, 6 months after I post it and be like, wow. What was this? I mean, at least that's what I do 6 months after I post an audio. anyways, I'm gonna stop now. Bye.